Chapter 19, 1, 2, and 3. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
Happy Sabbath, everyone.
It is exciting to be here with you and worshiping with you. The excitement also is what is happening in this church and all the young people that I see here. You have had young people quite through the years, but it's growing. And that tells me that this is a healthy church. As I visit around, there are some churches who have no youth whatsoever. There's a couple churches that the youngest person is over retirement age, and I tell them, you're in trouble. Your church is dead. You just haven't locked the door yet, but that's coming in the next few years if you don't get some young people. So it's great to see the amount and number of young people that are here, and it's exciting to hear about the programs you have for the young people as well. Before I start my sermon, I just want to share a little bit about the youth around the conference. I want the poster. Since you're starting an adventure program, you probably will see this poster around because your folk were at leadership, so they should have received one. The reason I am showing this one, though, is there has been a revision to the adventure program. We have had four classes, four levels from first grade through fourth grade in the adventure program, and then, well, what do you do with the younger ones? Well, then we had the Eager Beaver program and then the Little Lamb program. Well, now with the revision, all those classes are included in the adventure program from kindergarten through fourth grade. And so the patch had to be redesigned. The program was redesigned to include the Eager Beavers and the pre-kindergartners, the Little Lambs. And so this is the new patch that will be for the uniform that's coming out this year. And I'm excited about that. This is the different levels and some of the awards and so forth. You can look at this, and I'm sure somewhere there's one hanging up for this afternoon. It's exciting because this age is the time to share Jesus. I often find it difficult. You were talking about junior Sabbath school leader. Sometimes we find it difficult to find leaders for our different divisions, for Sabbath school, for adventures, for pathfinders. I tell you, if you want to make an impact on somebody's life, these are the programs to be involved with. Because, you know, adults, I'm sorry, but as adults, we're pretty stuck in our ways, right? It takes dynamite to move us in our thinking. And it's difficult to influence those. But these young people are the ones that are impressionable, that are making decisions that will affect the rest of their life. And it's up to us as a church family to be there. When I do a baby dedication, I also not only dedicate the parents, but the church, because it's our responsibility. If one of these young people walk out that door and never come back, guess whose fault it is? Ours, many times. Because I think you were there. I had a young adult retreat a few years ago, and for Sabbath school, I asked them, you know, your friends aren't in the church anymore, but you still are. Why? Why are you here? One thing came out real quick. That is, they couldn't run me off. Think about that. How many young people are we running off by our actions, our behavior, our tone of voice, our ignoring them? The second reason took some time and discussion, but we concluded it down to each one had a mentor, someone that took them under their wing during the hardest part of their life and encouraged them, was there for them, looked out for them, who on Sabbath morning came up to them and said, you know what? Happy Sabbath. I'm glad you're here. Those two reasons were why these young adults were still in the church. And probably why those that have left are out of the church. My friends, there should be a line lining up for junior Sabbath school leader. Okay? This is where it's at. This is where it's at, where you have the influence. Adventures. All of you can be a part of adventures in some way. Thankfully, we had the hospitality of Hugh and Barbara last night. Debbie, sorry, I'm terrible with names. And we began volunteering them for adventures. Here's what you can teach. Here's what you can teach. Because if you have a hobby, if you have an interest, you can come and teach that for adventures or Pathfinder program. And it's exciting to be involved with our young people. Now, on the website, did I see that you're starting a Pathfinder program too? Just adventures right now. Okay. Hopefully we can kickstart a Pathfinder program as well, because the health of the church is dependent on how many young people we have coming and how many young people we're bringing from our community. Because adventure program, Pathfinder program is evangelistic in that we share Jesus Christ. And so we want as many of our neighbors and friends and co-workers' children to come as well to hear about Jesus Christ. The whole programs for the Adventure Program and the Pathfinder Program is to share Jesus Christ and to help them in making positive decisions in their life. That's what it's all about. We took up the offering today, and it's probably a good thing you took it up before I talk. New York Conference Advance. What's in New York Conference Advance? Do you know? It sounds like a strange title. What's in New York Conference Advance? That's what I thought. You didn't know. So it's going somewhere. Well, let me tell you where it's going. This is an important offering because this offering is funds that's used for evangelism. Do we need money for evangelism to share Jesus with our neighbors and support that? Yes, that's valuable. Does Joy of Troy have a school?
No.
Come on, folk. Yes, you do. You have a school. What school is it? Union Springs Academy. You have a school. You're responsible for a school. And part of the offering in the New York Conference Advance goes to support worthy students at our school. Every church in our conference has a school. It's Union Springs Academy. Again, so valuable to share Jesus Christ with these young people, to mold them, to prepare them for ministry. Whatever their occupation is, we're all called to ministry, right? To share Jesus Christ. And that's what Union Springs is all about. That is a part of it. And to support our elementary schools. That is another part. The fourth part. Well, you'll have to excuse me for a moment. The fourth part helps to go and support Camp Cherokee.
Amen.
Camp Cherokee. Now, some people say, well, that's a kids' camp. It is a kids' camp. But it's also a retreat and adult and family camp. Do you realize one third of our visits in a year are for kids? One third. Well, what's the other two thirds? It's families and adults. So don't think of Camp Cherokee as just only as a kids' camp. It is also for families and retreats. We have a women's retreat in the spring. We have a men's retreat in the fall. We have leadership training, which we had up there. We have a young adult retreat. And we were excited with our young adult retreat this year. So it ministers to all ages. During our family camps, we have non-Adventists who are invited by families who come, who are Adventists, to come and enjoy a week of camp with them. And we are able to share Jesus Christ with them. Let me tell you about one of our family camps. It's called Homeschool Family Camp. These are all homeschoolers. We had 13 families there this year. 13. Two of them were Adventist families. 11 were non-Adventist families who came to Homeschool Family Camp. And we were able to share Jesus Christ with them. The exciting thing, and I didn't bring my full display, I just brought the board, and you can look at some of the pictures. Oops, some of the pictures fell off. Let's see if we can fix them. You can look at this board afterwards. But some of the pictures are the lives that we have influenced over the year. And it's exciting because during our 3 weeks of kids camps and our outdoor school, we had 44 make decisions to study to be baptized. I call Camp Cherokee our largest evangelistic series in the conference during the summer. What evangelistic series would you be excited about to have 44 decisions for baptism? Amen. Right? That's exciting. That's what we're all about, is sharing Jesus Christ at Camp Cherokee. You realize that usually about 60% of our kids that come during our weeks are not Adventist. We have a great opportunity to share Jesus Christ because of our Friendship Camper program. Many of our churches support Camp Cherokee's ministry by sending and sponsoring children from the community that otherwise would not have an opportunity to come to camp. And through our Friendship Camper program, these non-Adventists come or sponsored. They're contacts through Adventures, Pathfinders, through vacation Bible schools, from co-workers and so forth like that. Would your child like to go to camp? And they come, and they learn about Jesus. And we get some interesting questions, like, if we talk to Jesus like you're talking about, does our prayers go higher than the ceiling? Or when we pray, does God really hear us? Or one of my favorite requests, may I have a Bible? I'd never owned a Bible before. That touches our hearts. I remember a few years ago, we had one of our helpers that was help teaching who was sitting down. We'd given this boy a Bible, and she was reading the story of Jesus' birth from the Bible. She got to the end of the chapter. He says, tomorrow morning, your counselor can read some more. But won't you just read a little more? I've never heard this story before. Well, I was doing stuff there in the chapel, and she kept reading. She'd get to the end of the next chapter, stop, and tomorrow morning your counselor can read some more. But that's not the end of the story. Can you read some more? I've never heard this story before. I slipped out, and she was still reading. He had never heard the story of Jesus' birth before. We have a great opportunity to share Jesus through camp. And we thank you for your support and pray that you will look around your neighborhood, around individuals you know that have children that we can share Jesus with and send them as friendship campers. We also have a great Worthy Camper program. Every child in a church should come to camp. I feel in our Worthy Camper program, we have individuals who sponsor kids. In the churches, we ask the churches to sponsor their own kids to make sure they can come to camp so they can hear about Jesus. That's exciting. I want to share a little bit about our youth ministries and our collegiate. Jeremy Garlock is our collegiate ministries director and young adult director now. He's associate youth director along with superintendent of education. He's carrying a heavy load now. But it's great to have him on board and help working with this. And we had an exciting young adult retreat here just a few weeks ago at Camp Cherokee. And we're looking forward to more ministry happening with our young adult and our collegiate. Things are happening in youth ministries. And I'm excited that you here are sponsoring an adventure program and getting it off the ground. That is great. Invite your friends. Invite your neighbor's kids. Have them come to this adventure program. Come and help. Come teach and honor an interest of yours. I know that you as a church will support these youth programs because these kids are not the future. They are our church. Because if we don't treat them as a part of our church today, they won't be here tomorrow. These kids are precious for the kingdom. Won't you please, please support your youth ministries? Thank you. Amen.
Let's pray as we open God's Word. Father in heaven, I just ask your Spirit to speak today. Touch our hearts. May we see your wonders. In Jesus' name, amen. When I talk about a wave, what do you think about? Hi. Okay. What else do you think about? Water. Water. Okay. Rolling waves. What else? What was that? Fear? Oh, okay. Atmosphere. Okay, atmosphere. That's interesting. Explain why you think of atmosphere and wave. Okay, wind blowing. Okay, I wonder where you were going to go with it. That's why I asked. Now, that's good. That's good. Now, and some of you have ever seen a wave at a ball game of some sort in a stadium, you know, where I guess that's out of taboo today. You know, they don't do that as much as they still do it. Okay, I've not been to a football game, so I don't know. But every once in a while you see, yeah, you start. Can you guys do this? Let's start over here. Are you coordinated today? No? Okay, let's start here. Go up. All right, can we bring it across? There we go. Oh, it died out a little bit. Okay, we did it. It was there, yes. It was there, kind of. Well, you know, it's amazing about waves, because there is also, no one has mentioned it, sound waves. I need some help by somebody. Can I have a volunteer? You volunteer? Okay. I thank you for volunteering. Have you ever seen this before?
Nope.
No. Do you have any idea what it is? You're reading it.
A boombox.
It says a boombox. Now, does that look like a boombox? Now, for those of you of older generation, what do you picture as a boombox? This huge thing sitting on the shoulder, walking down, rattling the windows on the neighborhood, you know, a block down or something. Does that look like one of those?
No.
Okay, if you've seen this, don't say anything, okay? But many of you probably have not. I hadn't seen one of these. Go right over. She has something for you to hold for me. Bring it right up here. Okay, turn it up right just like that. Hold it like that. Okay, do you hear anything? Well, it's interesting because sound has to have a medium for you to hear, right? Now, Hugh, we talked about Fernando Ortega last night, so. Okay, this is a big church, and yet this little item is filling it so that you can hear it in the back, right?
Yes.
Amazing. But it goes to show and the point that a sound wave has to have a medium to carry it, right? Thank you very much. You may have a seat. It was in the 1500s that Leonardo da Vinci discovered that sound was carried in a wave similar
to a ripple in water. In order to hear sound, it had to have this medium to carry it for us to have. If there is, you know, that their vibration, if you felt the top of this as it's playing, you would feel the vibration. And so what's happening is this styrofoam ice chest is picking up those vibrations and amplifying them. And so without a medium to carry it, there would be no sound. If you were in outer space, would you hear sound? No. Because there's no sound, no way to carry the wave, no way to feel the wave, no way to perceive sound was taking place. So you ask the question, if no one's around to hear, when a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? I don't know about that, but you may not hear. Yeah. But I want to go back to creation to take a look at sound and the amazing thing and the God of wonders and what happens there. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. Now in Genesis chapter 1, does it tell us where God comes from? You know, when you're at the beginning of the book, the beginning of the book gives an introduction and it usually tells you about where things are, what things, you know, how they started, and, you know, gives you an introduction. But it just says, in the beginning, what? God. Well, where did he come from? What happened? I don't know. But in the beginning, God. God's there. In the beginning, God. How was the earth? Without form and void. Okay? There were no trees, no animals, no sun, no even firmament or oxygen. Everything was yet to come. But in the beginning, God. Then in verse 2 says that God himself was there, was right here in this formless and void world. Now look with me at verse 3. Verse 3 will read like this, at least if science had anything to say for it. Then God tried to say, but he couldn't say because there was not any oxygen to carry his sound, but he moved his lips. And if you can read lips, you would see that his mouth formed the words, "Let there be light." And then there was light, even though God couldn't say it. Now, is that how your verse reads? But we just talked about sound, right? And sound has to have a medium to carry it through. What was God's first miracle in creation? Some of you are saying light. What was God's first amazing feature that he did at creation? He spoke. He spoke because there's no oxygen yet. It hadn't been created. There was no medium to carry sound, and yet God spoke. The miracle of light isn't the first one. The miracle that God spoke is there. The God of wonders. Yes, he created light. But before he created light, there was the creation of sound in a vacuum, which if you talk to any science student, would say that's impossible. It's impossible, but you see, our God is the God of impossibilities. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Amen. The God of impossibilities, light from nothing, sound, without a way for sound to travel. Amen. That's the exciting part. God does the impossible. What does the God of the impossible do? Let me share some scriptures with you. He parts the sea so the crossing has dry ground, Exodus 14, 16. He makes water come from a rock, Exodus 17, 6. He makes an iron axe head Float. Second Kings 6:6. He uses the Jordan River to cure leprosy. Second Kings 5. He calms the sea. He walks on water. He feeds the crowds with a little boy's lunch. He makes the blind to see, the crippled to walk, turns water into wine, opens prison doors, and raises the dead. Our God is the God of impossibilities. But, you know, this is not enough for God. Not enough for the God of impossibilities. The God of impossibilities was hung on a cross and dies on that cross that we may have eternal life. The God of impossibilities, John 3:16. He not only died for our sins, forgives our sins, but 1 John 1:9 says, He cleanses us from sins. Jesus said to Nicodemus that the new birth was of God. Nicodemus said, it's impossible. In John 3, 1 through 21, that story there, Nicodemus says, this is impossible. But God, with God, all things are possible. What is our part? Turn with me to 1 John 1:9 real quick. Because this is so important in today's society where you have anything goes or, hey, you have to do it. What does it say? Now, what's our part? What's our part? If we what? Confess. What's our part? Confess. Okay. So if we confess, then is it our part next? No. Who? He. What will he do? He is faithful to what? To forgive. So his part is to forgive. Then it's back to our part and we got to clean ourselves up, right?
No.
Yeah.
Thank God too.
Okay. Thank God no. Okay. If we confess, He is faithful to forgive our sins and do what?
Cleanse us.
Now, wait a minute. I thought I had to make myself presentable to God. I had to get things straight before I came to God. Isn't that right?
No.
And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen, the God of impossibilities. Because I can't clean myself up. But the promise is, guess what? I am accepted by Jesus Christ, and the good news is He's not going to leave me in the condition He found me. He's going to cleanse me. What's my part in that? Confess and allow the cleansing. Now, when I read this text, I think in my mind, you know, of a child and a mother trying to clean behind the ears, you know, especially when the mother goes this. You know, oh, Mom, you know, we have to allow God to cleanse us, right? If we refuse that, have we really confessed? Are we really sorry for what we've done? No, we're not. That's the issue. We need to confess. But He is faithful to forgive and to cleanse. He doesn't leave us there. He cleanses us of all unrighteousness. The God of impossibilities. Do you face challenges in your life? Impossibilities? Take them to the God of impossibilities. The impossible is what God does every day. God is the God of wonders. God is the God of impossibilities. God is the God who came and died in our place that we may live with Him throughout all eternity. Father in heaven, you are an amazing God. A God of wonders, a God of impossibilities. As we go through the new week, may we look each and every day for the things that you do for us, in us, and through us. Because as this song says, you give us the lips not just to speak our mind, but to tell of your wonders. So this next week, please place individuals right in our path that are looking, longing to be told about your wonders, of what you're doing in our lives. We don't have to be able to give Bible studies to share you. We just have to share what you're doing in our life. May we do that this week and be faithful. May we see that you forgive us as we bring our sins to you, that you are cleansing us through your mighty power. May we share this story with others. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Dismiss us, Lord, with blessings we pray, as from thy worship we go our way. Guide in life's garden.